This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. As always, with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. The first 2 hours of the show tonight, if you're just tuning in, we're an interview with Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com. We've had Roger on the show a number of times in the past, but it was all the more important to have him on again here tonight to talk about the upcoming Bitcoin fork that is very, very likely to occur sometime on August 1st or July 31st, depending on which time zone you're in. And as that, you know, as we get closer to that date, we're going to continue to, you know, update you as this, you know, this situation is fluid. It changes day to day. So stay tuned to Free Talk Live because we're here every day. So that's one thing that's nice about Free Talk Live is, you know, every 21 hours at 7 p.m. Eastern time, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be on the air talking about something, usually taking your calls about absolutely anything you want to discuss. So feel free to join us here. We're going to bring Fred back on in Michigan. Fred, I apologize for having to put you back on hold abruptly there. I didn't want to ask Roger to hang on for another segment after having to ask him to stay for 2 hours with us. So what were you calling about? Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, can you hear me all right?
Yes, just loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, so in 1987, this is on YouTube, about a global currency. And, you know, the Pokemon and I guess even Putin, even Trump have declared an interest or a need for a global currency.
Yes.
Economist Magazine, 1987, featured something called the Phoenix, where they depicted this Phoenix bird arising from flames, which appear to be Federal Reserve notes burning up. And, you know, so we know that Ron Paul had a big gig about auditing the Fed, even ending the Fed. And, yeah, I never knew, you know, when I read the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, and Article 1, Section 10, it says gold and silver coin, essentially, exclusively, nothing but.
Well, it says that for the states.
Yeah, okay, so we did have silver certificates that were redeemable, right?
Oh, yeah, more time.
One of the presentations that I found on YouTube, let's see, it was called the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 Federal Reserve Act Remedy in Law. And this guy, David Merrill, he's like a tax attorney, but in 1978, in law school at George Washington University, he brought legal action against the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee, and what it was, it's astonishing, man. It goes back to the Judiciary Act of 1789. It's called Savings to Suitors, and what it provides is that an elastic versus inelastic currency, the elastic currency, as it intimates the Federal Reserve, it can be, you know, valued and devalued, you know, whatever. And so
based on the whims of politicians, the way all
exactly.
Central currencies are.
Yeah, but there's this provision in the Federal Reserve Act that this David Merrill, that was the core of his legal action. And I don't have the actual court case memorized, but there's a medical doctor, he sounds like a British guy, John Henry Hill, .wordpress.com. He puts it all, you know, he provides all of the transcript.
Well, what are we supposed to get out of this? I mean, you're kind of giving us some history here that's obscure.
Yeah,
what's the relevance?
So cryptocurrency as it implies, you know, to me, it's nothing that I can actually hold as a substantive form, whereas, let's say, silver dollars. I would like to see the federal charter's provision for silver dollars or silver and silver certificates reestablished.
Oh, I think that'd be great.
Wait a second. You want to turn over, you want to reestablish or establish or give the power of currency manipulation to the government?
Well, they already have that.
Silver and gold have been manipulated for decades by the people in power, and governments have been at their behest all along this, and you just want to return to a time when governments set the value of dollars versus metals?
I believe that it worked for a significant length of time until some really diabolical entities seized control.
I don't think it's a bad idea to put, you know, gold or silver backing behind the government money. I mean, I don't want to see the government money exist, but it's probably going to continue to exist for a while. And it was definitely a stronger currency when it did have that backing. Mark, you and I, you know,
believe that at all.
No?
No, absolutely
not.
Didn't
it lose the supermajority of the dollar's value after they took away the backing?
The government effed the dollar when, you know, with the Bretton Woods Accords in 1971 when they did the last coupling of decoupling of metals to the dollar. There's no doubt about it. But this agency, this organization has been, you know, the state, has been messing with money for thousands of years,
sure,
as often as they get a hold of it. I say, let them continue to bang nails in their coffin with this crappy currency that they
have. They're never going to do
it. Wait a second. No, Ian, this is important.
Yeah.
When your enemy is killing themselves, you do not take the hammer out of their hands.
I see what you're
saying. Let them continue, by God.
But what he's saying isn't a bad idea offhand. I mean, you're ripping him
a
new one over it. You're ripping him a new one over it. But
I'm not. No. I'm giving him an opportunity to look at this from another direction.
Yeah.
I think he's on my side. I like him. But here's
thanks for the call, Fred. I appreciate it.
So here's an opportunity to look at this from another side. Yes, silver you can hold in your hand.
Sure, I've got some.
You've got different tools for different jobs. Look, I've got a shed full of tools. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I need a drill bit that's a quarter inch. Sometimes I need one that's a half an inch. It's not that I say I like my quarter inch bit better than my half inch bit. I have to use them for different things. You can't shove silver dollars into the vent holes of your computer and have them come out in Uganda.
No, don't try it.
But you can send Bitcoin around the world. It is an incredible internet currency. However, if something happens and the Germans blow up an EMP over the United States or the Russians, take down the World Wide Web, well, then by God, your currency is down until you can get back on the web, if we ever get back on the web. So there are different tools for different jobs.
Right.
We are moving into a more internet age. And I say that, you know, I've got silver and I've got gold, but I believe that the cryptocurrencies are going to become more and more useful in the same way that, you know, I've got tools now that I use a heck of a lot more often than I did back in the day. So you've got to have the right tool for the right job.
Right.
And I'm not here dissing the old tools. Sometimes you need a hand cranked drill, but not every time. And you can't say, I love my hand-cranked grill, and you people with your your cordless drills, you all stink. It's not that game.
Yeah. I mean, the reality, Mark, is that his idea is never going to happen. I mean, the government isn't going to, even if you wanted to put together some big campaign with millions of dollars backing it to try to promote the idea of bring the silver backing back to the U.S. Federal Reserve note, because it used to be called the silver certificate before they called it the Federal Reserve note after they took away all the backing, they're never going to do it. I mean, because it would make it more difficult for them to inflate the money supply. It would make it more difficult for them to manipulate the currency, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to lose their power. So the odds that that'll ever occur in our lifetimes is, you know, slim to none.
Yeah, it's a libertarian fantasy.
Yeah.
The idea that somehow, you know, the government's ever going to get back
your
on
time is limited.
Currency.
Your time is limited. Your money's limited. limited. Spend it advocating for something that matters. Cryptocurrency is something that matters. It really does compete and just destroys the government monies out there. So put some time into learning about that. More coming up here in moments. 855 450 free, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know if you invested $1,000 in Bitcoin in early 2010, you'd have nearly $35 million right now? $1,000 in Ethereum in 2014 would be over $500,000. Isn't it time you focused on investing in blockchains and cryptos? Get up to speed on a new digital world of Bitcoin, Ethereum, ICOs, and blockchains. Hands-on intensive investment workshops so you can be confident buying, selling, and trading. Don't miss out. Go to 100xinvestors.com. Use code FTL20 for 20% off. That's code FTL20, 20% off. 100xinvestors.com.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Simbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Simbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you really ought to check out libertystickers.com. You can do it from the back of your car or your laptop or wherever it is you, you know, put stickers that people can see. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at libertystickers.com as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Dan. He's on the line in Virginia. Dan, you're listening online through the LRN.FM app. Go ahead.
Man, what a great show tonight.
Thanks.
I always know it's a good show when my head is about to explode.
All right.
Because
why?
I'm trying to figure this whole thing out. I just find the idea of this cryptocurrency just fascinating, and I don't. I have two questions. The first one is, where do you go to just like an idiot like me who doesn't know anything? Where do you go to educate yourself on what to do, how to do it, and things like that?
From zero, you know, learning from zero about Bitcoin, I would say Bitcoin.com.
Okay, and that would be a place where you could. Because what I'm hearing from the show tonight is that this Bitcoin and these other currencies are like just an online internet currency. Is that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. You basically have to have some kind of internet connectivity, which we all seem to now, toting around our smartphones and stuff. But you have to have some kind of connectivity to spend it.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because I'm talking to you online through the car, phone, on the internet. So
Right. Figure
that one out.
Imagine a digital form of cash, basically, and that's essentially what Bitcoin is. Although it's a little bit more complicated, there's essentially it's based on a distributed ledger it exists in multiple locations, thousands of locations all around the globe. So, are you familiar at all with the idea of file sharing online?
Yes, I am.
So like, BitTorrent or Napster or whatever these other file sharing platforms have been, where a file that is being shared exists in multiple different, people's hard drives, and they're all sharing it at once. So when you go to download that file, you're receiving it from, a dozen different locations or whatever. Imagine that same concept applied to life.
But you're also saying this is an investment as well. Is that correct?
You can look at it that way. I mean, Bitcoin is inherently, the idea of a currency, a digital currency, but some people are certainly, investing
in it. I'd say the vast majority of people are looking at it at least in part as an investment.
As a speculative investment.
Right. I mean, it's really difficult not to. When we first talked about Bitcoin, it was at 27 cents. It's now at $2,700. I can't tell you off the top of my head exactly how many thousands times that is in price. But it's a big, dramatic rise over the course of 6 or 7 years, and to find an investment that moves like that, is pretty rare. And so,
that brings me to my second question, because what I'm hearing, and I could be wrong, I'm hearing that this is kind of like when I used to take the computer and write in DOS language, this is where Bitcoin and these currencies are right now, and it could go to something incredible. What's going to keep the government from saying, we don't like the competition, which they're very famous for doing, and saying, we don't like this anymore, especially considering how the Federal Reserve even came about and all of that. What's going to keep the government or China, the United States, and India going, let's just shut this down, it's hurting us?
I think that's a really good question, and one of the things that makes Bitcoin really special is that it is distributed and decentralized, meaning that if the government of the United States decides to come after people who are running Bitcoin nodes here in the U.S., well, that's not going to shut down Bitcoin. If they come in here and they, take the computer out of this studio, well, there's 7,900 or so many, somewhere around that number, 8,000 other computers out there around the world that are doing the same thing, running the so-called full node of Bitcoin to help validate the transactions on the network. So it's impossible to take down the Bitcoin network. One government or another government or a handful of governments are not big enough and powerful enough to be able to take down the Bitcoin network. So regardless of what a government does in its jurisdiction, Bitcoin will continue. Your Bitcoin, if you have some, cannot be erased. It cannot be stopped by the government. It's sort of like, the Terminator, if you will, of currencies. because it is so distributed, it's so decentralized, they can't just target, like, you know, if government wanted to go and take out PayPal, well, they'd all they'd have to do is just show up at their server room and just, you know, pull the plug, and that would be it. Or if they had more than one server room, maybe a handful, pull the plug simultaneously at all of those. But with Bitcoin, it's an impossibility. Now, that's not to say that governments won't try.
Who controls all these 8,000 computers? Is it one?
No, it's 8,000 different, probably 8,000 different people or thereabouts. Obviously, you could run more than one personally if you wanted to, so I could have two of them in this room if I wanted, but there's only one here. So let's say thousands of individuals around the world or companies are the people that are running those servers, and that's the strength of the decentralization, because not one person is in charge. No one is really in charge. The network makes decisions through a consensus process.
Sounds like a libertarian fantasy.
But it's become real.
Well, if you fantasize about something long enough, then somebody's going to do it. And
yeah.
It wasn't that hard. They just had to come up with an idea that worked, and now the idea has worked, and Bitcoin exists. We just have to convince people, because, you know, this is healthy speculation. Exactly what is the NSA's role in Bitcoin? Right? Like, that's a question you should be asking, considering that this organization is collecting all your metadata online. Right? Like, you know, the internet is the domain to some extent of the government, and on the other side, it's the domain of people being completely free. Bitcoin rests in the domain of people being completely free.
Beautiful, man. Thank you for the show.
Hey.
I'm really just beautiful.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate your call here tonight. Again, Bitcoin.com, great place to start. Our toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So there was one other point I wanted to add to that, and that was that some governments are less friendly than others towards Bitcoin. So, for instance, down in Venezuela, if you're mining Bitcoin, the secret police are looking for you. In the United States, there's a kind of a patchwork of different governments here. The New York government, as I mentioned earlier, they've got their so-called Bit license that they created back, I think it was in 2015, and subsequently have driven basically all of the Bitcoin startups out of that space, or out of New York. Because why would you want to locate your business if you're doing cryptocurrency stuff, like an exchange, for instance, in the state that is the least friendly towards you?
Sure.
So on the other hand, you've got New Hampshire, which just this year passed the Bitcoin Protection Bill, and that's what I labeled it. It's actually it protects all cryptocurrency from as far as the businesses that are doing what's called traditionally money transmission, meaning that you're having them send Bitcoin to somebody else for you. Why you would do that, I don't know, but, you know, there are some businesses that qualify for that. Those businesses are explicitly protected from regulation in New Hampshire, which is basically the opposite of New York's Bit license. And then the other states, some of them are considering regulations, but all they can really do is target companies. They can't really go after the individual. Oh, come on.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape Smoke Hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss, absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can dial in toll-free. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well, and you can join us there at Skype, username lrn.fm. We've been pretty heavy on the cryptocurrency discussion here tonight.
But lots of people want to talk about this stuff. I mean, it's
new. Yes. It's interesting.
Free Talk Live has been talking about it for many years.
Yeah.
But it may be
your first time ever hearing about it here tonight. And you picked an interesting week to encounter this particular situation with the ongoing geek war behind the scenes of Bitcoin about to come out in full view within the next couple of days. This geek war, Mark, this potential split of Bitcoin, is going to result in basically people shutting down doing Bitcoin business on at least a couple of days.
Oh, yes.
Here in New Hampshire, the Bitcoin vending machines, 3 of the 4 of them are going to stop serving Bitcoin. We're not going to be selling Bitcoin because
plenty of companies are shutting down. Bitcoin companies are
a lot of the exchanges are halting trading activity on Bitcoin, and that's because when Bitcoin forks, there are dangers that that become present that normally aren't present. There's this thing called a replay attack. Double spends are possible. There's things that normally the Bitcoin network is very, very solid, protected against, that they're going to have to do some tweaks. The exchanges are going to have to put certain protections in place. And so once those protections are in place, which probably shouldn't take much longer than the day, that very same day where the Bitcoin fork happens, most of the exchanges, when they are making the announcements, are saying they plan on being back usually within several hours. But it is a changing situation by the moment. We'll certainly continue to update you as it develops. Mark, you've got something new that you got from the folks over at bulletblocker.com. What is is it?
Well, it's a, in my case, it's a vest, but there's all kinds of different garments they've got at bulletblocker.com. So what you've been able to find on the internet is, you know, there's an incredible amount of innovation and sort of garments and backpacks and things like that. And, you know, somebody's always solving some problem or another, real or imagined. Either it's trivial or it's life-changing. I don't know. But you've seen the Kickstarters and that kind of thing. But I got a vest from bulletblocker.com that stops bullets. It's a company founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor with the goal of making backpacks to protect kids in the case of a school shooting or something like that. Well, now they have a huge selection of clothing, backpacks, and briefcases that could save your life. The products are attractive, well-made right here in the U.S., and you've got to have a nice jacket, right? You have to have a nice jacket. I don't care if you live in Florida. You have to have a nice jacket. And you might as well get one that stops bullets. Get something for the whole family, too. This isn't the kind of thing that you get a second chance at, you know? Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com.
Stefan is in Ohio. He's on via Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I'd actually like to discuss activism, because I know you're very passionate about this, Ian.
Sure.
Okay, I was actually going to ask Mark a question. Is Mark involved in any activism at all?
I don't know. Hosting the number one libertarian radio program in the world and keeping that thing financially afloat, you call that activism?
Well, what I mean is, do you go out to any events yourself in person and try to, you know, spread the word that way, or do you just primarily do the show?
No, I do effective things. I'm not going to chase around.
Wow, that's really insulting. First of all, Daryl W. Perry is very effective at doing legislative activism. He goes up to the State House
every single week. I'm not
going to
stand on the side of the road
week.
And hold a sign, dude.
He didn't say that. He said, do you go out to do things? And going to the State House, which is something you have done, can be a very effective thing. We talked about the Bitcoin
Not
protection
pill.
Not
unless you put the dedication that Daryl puts in. So if just going in and popping in like once a year, like I do, I'm not saying it's ineffective, but it's not terribly effective.
It's
certainly
who went
not
out.
As effective as getting on the air and talking to hundreds of thousands
sure,
of people.
Sure, that's helpful,
this
but it's not,
it's not
getting
helpful.
On the air
it
isn't
is
going to change.
Far more effective.
Okay, but it depends on what you're trying to affect. Okay, so no, it is not far more effective if you're trying to change the minds of the politicians who are voting on things. You can get on the air all you want. You're going to have an effect on the people listening. That's good. It's not. I'm not saying Free Talk Live is bad activism. It's great activism, no doubt about it. But the senators from New Hampshire, most of them aren't listening to our show. And so you're not going to have any effect on those people, whereas Daryl and the others who went in, the Bitcoiners, for instance, who went in and testified, the bulk of them, by the way, from the Keene area,
yeah,
who went, and others went, a bunch more, and they went and they testified, and they helped get this Bitcoin bill that I talked about earlier passed. So please don't dismiss other people's activism. It depends on what you're trying to affect, and some things are more effective than others at doing that.
I find
anyway,
it very
Stefan,
demoralizing to sit in front of the
That's fine. Then don't do it. We'll take care of it for you. Go ahead, Stefan.
I think they both go hand in hand. I also find it kind of insulting, you know, going out and actually getting things done in front of your senators or your town halls. I'd say that's more effective than just, you know, what most people would see as a couple of kooks behind a microphone. You know, they go hand in hand. You know, the radio show is a way to spread the message, but it's not actually going to get things done. You have to get the people that hear the message
to
actually get things done.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of easy.
I wasn't intending to besmirch anyone's activism, you know,
that's
specifically.
Fine.
All I was talking about was what I would do with my time. And, you know, I've stood on the side of the road with a sign here and there. But mostly when I do it for the photo op to be able to post it on the Free Talk Live page
sure.
so that I can then make a point. For instance, when Keene was getting a Bearcat from Linco here, I ran a Bearcat buyback program and held a sign where I was offering a Walmart gift certificate or card, whatever those Walmart card is, for anybody who wanted to turn in a Bearcat, which is a big armored vehicle, for, you know, some piddling little amount of money. What I was doing was, no one came, by the way, what I was doing was lampooning the government's stupid gun buyback programs
right.
where they offer a piddling amount of money for some Saturday night specials.
So where were you going with this, Stefan?
And well, that's all wonderful. Now, I wanted to touch on this more. Mark, you said that you did it for photo op. What do you mean, like publicity?
I basically did it so that I could post that on Facebook, right? Like, me standing out there with a sign is how useful?
Not very.
It gets more. I don't think of it that way. You're saying I'm doing it for social media attention, not to actually get things done. That sounds kind of disrespectful to
that's
actual
what
activists
I'm doing
who
it
go
for.
Out.
I'm no, doing it for that reason.
I think I agree with Mark on this. You're going to be more successful if you're going to go out to protest. You can expect to not have very much of an impact because most people aren't going to notice you. Those that do, maybe some of them will, you know, go to the website that's on your signs. It's very, very low impact, low effectiveness to go out and protest. And this is I'm speaking to you as someone who's done this countless times, so I know a thing or two about it. If somebody during that protest takes a photo, whether it's one of the protesters photographing the group or somebody else who takes a picture just because they're passing by or driving by and they're interested, and then they post that to social media and that gets spread around, then you might reach hundreds more people than you reached while you were standing on the side of the road with your message. So a good example of that is when I've stood out with the V mask on from V for Vendetta, the Guy Fawkes mask, holding a sign, people are more likely to stop, get out of their car, and come over and take a picture of me than if I'm just standing there looking like normal me. That's just not as interesting. They're more likely to share a picture of the guy in a V mask on the side of the road, which means when they share that, the people who are their friends on their social media will see the sign and see the message, and that might start a conversation. So I agree that with Mark that getting people to talk about or share the in the streets activism that you do is an important thing.
Oh, yeah. What we were saying there, I'm saying as a compliment, yes, the picture works. But I think going out just for pictures, that doesn't seem to be very effective.
Well, everybody has their reasons that they do things. So let's stop indicting other people's reasons for doing activism because, you know, anybody who's doing activism is better than somebody who's doing nothing.
I'm not sure I entirely agree with that. Sometimes activism is detrimental to the cause.
It depends on your perspective. Hang on, Stefan. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I'm still not sure where he's going with this, so we'll give him a chance to clear that up coming up in moments. Your calls are also welcome here on Free Talk Live. This is a show where you can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're coming up.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. We do have Skype as well. The Skype username is lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going to go back to. But I do want to let you know about the AMP program. If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support this show, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You want to hear on more radio stations, Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of liberty or cryptocurrency or peace. Well, we would love to do that. We've got over 170 radio stations right now from coast to coast. We could have more than, you know, 200, 300, 400 stations. It's possible. It just takes money to market the show effectively to those stations and convince those program directors that we're worth trying out and putting on the air. So if you want to help us with that, also help us spread the message on the Internet, then please join the AMP program. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the new Free Talk Live badge on the new Free Talk Live forum, which is just for amplifiers. Had a couple people claim their badge today, as a matter of fact. We've had new listeners signing up on the forum. Anybody who's a listener can go to forum.freetalklive.com and interact with other listeners and some of the hosts. But if you want that special badge to identify you as a Free Talk Live amplifier, and then you got to amp the show over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get access to the AMP Only Facebook group and more. So get all the details, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, and Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. So, Stefan, you'd called in with a question, I think, for Mark about activism or something. I'm not sure if we even got to it.
It was going to lead into a story I'd heard about today, because whether or not I agree with protesters or activism, I do respect getting out there and trying to get your viewpoint across. And it brought to a story I heard during the inauguration of Donald Trump. Hundreds of people's phones were taken, and now those people are being put on charges because apparently these officers had managed to crack their phones, and some people may be facing 75 years in federal prison for it.
Yikes.
Have you heard about this?
No.
For what? I mean, what did they find on their phones?
Despite not having not much of anything from what I've heard, but despite not having any evidence for it, a lot of people are being accused of breaking windows, setting cars on fire, that kind of thing, and they're being charged for rioting, but despite not having much evidence to accuse somebody of such.
Yeah, they can pretty much do that anytime they want, and I'm not saying it's just police. I mean, you know, they get the flimsiest of evidence, and since the vast majority of charges in the United States never make it to a trial, they're going to result in one of two things. Either the DA drops the charges or the person's going to plea out. And the system is basically at this point rigged to the point that fair trials don't exist any longer, because you will you'll face charges and then they'll offer you some plea deal that's significantly less than what the results will be if you're found guilty at trial. And people, you know, they make the economic choice in their head. They understand that, A, if they take it to trial, it's going to cost them money and lawyers and all that other stuff. They also know that juries are a bunch of boot-licking myrmidons, frankly. They, you know, the results of a trial for a civilian is going to be, for felonies, it's going to be two-thirds of the time you're found guilty. Now, you would think, when it's far less than 1% of cases that make it to trial, that the people who are truly innocent are more likely, I'm not saying every case by any stretch, but they're more likely to take it to the end. Somebody says, you know what, I'm not guilty and I'm not taking a plea, and you can't make me take a plea. I still believe in this system, and I'm going to take it all the way to the end. And what happens to them? Two-thirds of them are found guilty. Now, there is one situation where it's not true, that there's a situation, a class of people, that 4 out of 5 times they're found not guilty. They're innocent,
the police?
Effectively. Yes! If you've got a badge and you go to trial, you're going to be 4 out of 5 times found not guilty by a jury. That same pool of morons, the boot lickers, will find you guilty if you don't have a badge. This is how I know that there are at least two classes of people in the United States. People say it's all about class, and it is. It's the government against you.
True. What? Stephen, thanks for the call tonight, man. Welcome. I appreciate it. Let's talk to John. He's in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I've heard you guys talking about Bitcoin tonight.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about Bitcoin for a lot of years now. We don't know who really came up with it.
That's correct. Satoshi Nakamoto, but nobody knows who that is.
Right. And how do you not know? And this is what we've thought about and theorized amongst ourselves. How do we not know that Bitcoin isn't a trial run for global e-currency by the government? Because why would the government allow something that's going to compete with it? They could just shut it down
time ago. No, they can't shut it down.
They have to shut down the internet.
They'd have to end the entire internet.
I understand. Well, they control the internet, but they don't control the things on the internet, right? So the government can't shut down Facebook very well, but they do it a heck of a lot easier than they do.
I went to China earlier this year. Yes, they can shut down Facebook.
Yeah, but China can't shut down Bitcoin. There are plenty of countries that have tried.
I hear the argument that you say that it can't be done, but it seems kind of preposterous.
Well, I don't know why. I mean, yes, they can shut down the internet. Yes, they can shut down individual websites. But Bitcoin is a decentralized ledger on
They're not trying to attack it at all. How do you know it's not a government test run?
Okay, let me rebut that. I'll do my best. Now, I'm going to only do my best here. There's no way to say who did what, right? If the government wanted to create a test run, like you said, why would they create a mysterious anonymous person to have created it, instead of just saying, you know, this cyberpunk that we arrested is the one who did it? Like, why wouldn't they have somebody that they could point at? That would be a lot. That would make a lot more sense. Second,
why wouldn't they?
Well, okay, because people ask questions about mystery point.
I think that's the wrong point, Mark.
Okay, let me go on. There are many decades, or there's decades worth of information on these forums, these crypto, these cryptography forums, talking about wanting to create a currency, how would they would go about doing it, trial runs at Bitcoin, failures, doing it over and over again. Satoshi Nakamoto comes on the scene, creates something. Now, these are little side eddies of the internet where nobody was going. It seems very unlikely. And then Bitcoin was basically unheard of for 2 years until it started getting the whole pizza situation where it created some value. And then slowly it came into being. The government's taken trial runs at creating an international currency. But why would they go in this weird, circuitous fashion would be my question. It seems like the worst way to do it.
Look at the global government. They're doing a lot of weird, crazy things. I mean, they kill people. People disappear. Why wouldn't they make a fictitious...
Why wouldn't they kill us?
Okay, hold on. You're wrong. Okay,
let
so...
Talk
no,
live.
No, let me make my point. Let me make my point here. I mean, there's a lot less resistance if people think the government isn't involved in it.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay, so here's my response. I think Mark's responses were poor. My response on this is that the government, first of all, they suck at everything that they try to do for the most part. So the idea that the government could come up with the world's most brilliant...
They took down the Shah of Iran.
The idea that the government could come up with the world's most brilliantly programmed, efficient, amazing, you know, cryptocurrency, the world's first. Now, others may be more efficient since then, but, this thing is preposterous, number one. But number two, here's the real reason. Reason why you know it's not the government, because it's an open source project. Anybody who wants to can go in there and they can read the code. Any programmer who knows how to, you know, read code can go in there and audit Bitcoin, and it has been audited to death. There's no kind of backdoor in there. They really have. If it was the government, they created their own currency's killer. Bitcoin is the most effective form of money that we have seen. It is such a paradigm shift in what money is, taking money out of the hands of the state and the banks and putting it into the hands of the people. Government has no interest in doing anything like that. Government has an interest in control, and Bitcoin releases their control. There's no control that the government has over Bitcoin. They are desperate to try to control it, but they cannot do it. So why they would put themselves into that position is, you know, an absurd question. Thanks for the call tonight. I wish we had more time to hear from you, but you're welcome to call any other night and continue the conversation. John, thanks for making it here. If you didn't get in tonight, that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow for the live Sunday edition of the show. We're on from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you need to know our live hours, those are them. And between now and then, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.